Blog Talk Radio.
Get some things out of you, and all of a sudden now you go back away.
spoke to that person. They had a fast fit. And he don't know what you're thinking. He'll call all his buddies. He'll call Mr. Backbiter. Hey, come on, Backbiter. Mr. Money. Come on, Mama. Come on, Diabetes. Hey, can you just go over here? Sugar Diabetes. Come here, Sugar Diabetes. And they always up in that body. And he'll be working and everything with better than the work. So what he's saying here that they left him for because he was on fire in that word. They got him. But don't never drag people. He's moving this pretty young clock. Now God, give me a picture up on that. Give me that. Give me Hebrews 10:5-39. Give me a precept. Give me a precept on that. Book of Hebrews chapter 10:35-39, precept.
Hebrews chapter 10:35-39.
Yeah, what is it?
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Verse 36. For you have need of patience. And after you have done the will of Yahuwah, you might receive the promise. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he shall come. And he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
So he said, went for his word. Don't try to think, good. I mean, take off. Because if you draw back, your father got no pleasure. You got no pleasure when you draw back. And remember, and when the Pharisees are going to draw back, they're going to call their buddy. And they're going to get up there and they're going to get working on you. We're going to take some points, Brother Joe. We're going to Mark chapter 5, Brother Joe. We're going to be able to take some points. Our precepts are going to take some points. You have to be able to recognize certain things when they're in the book. Brother Joe, we're going to Mark chapter 5. Verse 8 down to verse 15. Back to Mother Eve. Hey, Mother Eve, have it at Luke. Chapter 8. Verse 28, 29, and 35. Hey, yo, have me Mark, chapter 7. 18-23. We'll get to examine something and see what we're trying to show you according to this lesson. That you have to make sure to recognize whoever that among you who are saved of the book. You got to recognize when the Spirit jumps on you and how to get the Spirit off of them. And you got to know what is your protection lies to take the book. They ask you what Spirit you're on today. You got to know who to take the book. Hey, Brother Joe, Mark chapter 9, 6 verse 15. What is it, Brother Joe?
Mark chapter 5.
Down to verse 6. Down to verse 15, what does it say?
Verse 6 to 15.
Yeah, what does it say?
But when he saw the Father's Son afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Verse 7, and cried with a loud voice, and said, what have I to do with thee? Yahweh, the Son, thou Son of the Most High Yahweh, and Father, I endure thee, my Yahweh, that thou torment me not. Verse 8, for he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Verse 9, and he asked him, what is thy name? And he answers, saying, my name is Jesus, for we are many. The for sin. And he sought him. But that he would not send them away out of the country. Verse 11. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding the toil, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. Verse 13. And forthwith the water son gave them meat, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the herd quietly down in a sheep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea.
Of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
live, Yakbar's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yakbar's radio, Yakbar's ministry. I'll be your host for the Yakbar's Saturday by name, your seer, Israel, O.C. Royal. This Yakbar's Saturday, we just got off the line with all the rest of the captains. They ready to go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, we're going to swing down to verse 1 and see who's coming on stage for Camp 1. And we did see Dalton a minute ago. And let's see if Brother Joe ready to come on stage for Yakbar this Saturday by meeting and greeting Brother Joe. Hey, Brother Joe, Yakbar beat you that seed royal.
Yakbar bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal.
Hallelujah. All right, there, Brother Joe. Well, we seen Dalton a minute ago, but I guess she'll pop back in a second. So now, we're going to get something going on top of the Saturday. All the other camps are ready to go. And now we're ready to go ourselves. So can you look down at that Luke chapter 12 there, Brother Joe? Look down at that Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going on in top of the Saturday. Luke.
Chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Joe, what's going on there, Brother Joe, with that Luke 12, 12? Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And it reads. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. All right. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And here's what it reads. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And it reads this.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12, top 5 and 7 days. What did it read there, Brother Joe?
I got it, Israel, see, Royal. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say.
That's right, Brother Joe. It's all about the righteous spirit teaching you what you ought to say. Now, Brother Joe, we left off on some things yesterday. We said we wanted to kind of correct a little bit. And we want to correct a few things that we left out yesterday, Brother Joe. We left a statement on the table in the book called Micah chapter 4, verse 5. It was a statement over there in Micah chapter 4, verse 5 there, Brother Joe. Let's take a look at it and see exactly what that said in the book of Micah chapter 4, verse 5. Let's see if we clear up a couple of them, what we said we'll table to the Saturday. Take a look at it. Micah chapter 4, verse 5. What that say there?
I'm running. Okay.
Micah chapter 4, verse 5. Let's see what that says, Brother Joe. Micah chapter 4, verse 5.
Okay, Mike, the book of Micah is right here. Wait, one second.
Well, take your time there, Brother Joe. We got plenty of time. Look in your index. Look in your index and find out what Micah had in your index. Then turn to the page there, Brother Joe. Always, especially when you begin them, you always look at the index first. Then you find out where you're at. So look in the index there, Brother Joe.
Okay, I got to get everything together. That's all it is.
All right.
See, I'm finna
get it now. We got plenty of time, but your job out of 7 days got plenty of time, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm there in about 1 second. I'll be there.
Okay.
Here we go. Micah chapter 4, verse 5, and it reads this. Okay. Trying to get these pages for me.
Well, that's, I'm going to check and see if I see A.B. affiliate on Facebook. She's coming in to contribute for the night, top part of 7. If you can find A.B. affiliate, and she can be bringing in, when you meet A.B. affiliate with a loud voice, she said, A.B. affiliate, y'all probably beat you that D right here. A.B. affiliate. Yahweh BJFC right here. What's wrong with the microphone at WCC? Oh, cable. All right. You straighten out the microphone? Okay, good enough. Eddie, you went to your index yet, Brother Chris? Go to your index and look for MICAH. And see if you can find Michael.
No, see, I have it. I have it. Micah chapter 4, verse 5. Okay. For all people will walk, everyone, in the name of his Yahweh, of the Yahweh, our Yahweh, forever and ever.
Read that again, Brother Joe. Try that again, Brother Joe. See, can you read that again? Four verse five. Take your time there, Brother Joe.
For
take
all
time there,
people will walk. Everyone in the name of his Yahweh.
All right. Hallelujah.
For all people will walk, everyone in the name of his idol, and we will walk in the name of the Yahweh, our Yahweh, forever and ever.
All right. Excellent. That's excellent. Now, so we said we're going to precept that from last night's lecture, but that's it. That's it. Let's see some more coming on stage. Now we see daughter coming on stage, Mother E coming on stage, and the young lion and Sister Sarah, they already in class getting things prepared to put their brick in. So let's see his daughter. His microphone is ready to go a little bit. Hey, daughter, my daughter, Yahweh, bitch, that's me right.
Yahweh, bless you, sin as well.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh, daughter of Yahweh, she be on stage, good. Mother E, one of the mothers out of camp one.
Oh boy.
And we know Mother E should again. You think I ain't ready to do my part, because I'm racing down like those fields, so look at, we're going to do all we can to get our part in, no doubt about it. So, Mother E,
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see Rod. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother. All right, excellent. All right, so we just got to take a look at a verse. We just got to take a look at a verse called Micah chapter 4, verse 5. And we want to find out a little bit more about that verse. Brother Chris, Brother Joe, read that verse again, because we're going to correct that verse a little bit. So take a look at that verse one more time. Micah chapter 4, verse 5. What it say there?
For all people will walk, everyone in the name of his idol, and we will walk.
Hold on there. You got to read the way you see it, because that's a dark saying. See, if you don't read the way you see it, you're gonna think it's saying one thing, you're saying a total different. So what you do as a reader is read the way you see it, and those here put all the dramatics on it, because that's exactly what it's not saying, what you just got to read. So it's reading the way you see it there, Brother Joe, because we have to do the precept to come up with a solution on it. So Micah chapter 4, verse 5, one more time. Take your time there.
For all people will walk, everyone, in the name of his God. And we will walk in the name
Daughter, pick that verse up there, daughter. Just the way it reads out, because it's a dark stand, and anytime you assert anything in it, you're going to be totally wrong unless you know the breakdown. So now,
just break
in Micah chapter 4, verse 5, there, daughter. Take your time and read that verse there.
Back to me, because I got my book
open. Micah chapter 4, verse 5. Yeah, take your time and look at it, because this is a dark saying that takes the precept, the only way you can get it right is through precept. Micah 4, verse 5, what it say? I'm going to pass this one. You'll pass? All right, good. Hey, mother, pick that verse up, mother. Pick that verse up in Micah chapter 4, verse number 5, and we're going to break it down through the precepts, exactly how you're supposed to break this verse down in Micah chapter 4, verse 5. Let's see what it says.
The book of Micah chapter 4, verse 5. For all people will walk, everyone, in the name of his Yahweh. And we will walk in the name of, the Yahweh, our Yahweh. Forever and ever.
That's right. So everybody's going to walk after the name of their Yahweh. And this is a prophecy. So now we should do some deep, dark stance on breaking this prophecy down, mother. We'll do some breakdown on what he's talking about. This is a deep, dark stance. Everybody's going to walk after the name of their Yahweh. Now here goes, watch how the dark sand unfold itself. Let's go to Psalms chapter 82, verse 6, mother. Hey, mother, look at Psalms chapter 82, verse 6. Let's see what it says. Psalms 82, verse 6. Psalms 82, verse number 6.
The book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6.
Uh-huh.
Psalms 82, verse 6 reads,
what?
I have said, you are Yahweh, and all of you are children of the Most High.
Now hear that? So that same spelling with that small G-O-D, now the prophecy that the angel is telling David, He says, already prophesied, I told you that you are Yahweh. But what will happen, to these people, mother, in the next verse? What will happen to these people that David said, I told you that you was Yahweh? Now, David, the one he ran was the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the only one he was working with, the 12 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. With that understanding, David was king over the 12 tribes of Israel. So the angel is telling David, I told you that you was Yahweh. And read a bit more about that, mother.
Verse 7, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Verse 8.
You see that?
All right.
Yeah, that's good. Right there, mother. But he said, but guess what? You're going to die like men and fall like one of the princes. You see that? And now, and you will fall like one of the princes. Now, see, we got now. So now we should get suspicious about who we calling Yahweh. So now, mother, run to St. John chapter 4, verse 34. So we should begin suspicious about who is he talking about, because remember, the regular angels that was created in heaven, they don't die. But he's saying these Yahweh just don't die. And we're going to find out a little bit more. Hey, daughter, have me Baruch chapter 1, no, chapter 3, verse 1, and let's find out who is this one that has the capability of dying. And Yahweh, he's talking about if the one got the capability of dying. So we're going to Baruch chapter 3, daughter. Yahweh had that way to the side. We'll be over there in a minute. But this is a dog saying. See, the Bible is a dog saying, parable, mystery. It's all going to be broken down through the precept. If you guess, you're going to guess wrong. So now we're going to St. John chapter 10, verse 34, and see what it say there. Hey, Marie, what it say? St. John chapter 10, verse 34.
Oh, I thought you said,
St. John chapter 10, verse 34.
Yeah, what is it? Yahweh answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, you are Yahweh.
He said, is it not said in your law, I told you you was Yahweh? So there it is right there. So he's talking about a people that have been deeded on being Yahweh, but they were going to die like me. Who are you talking about there, daughter? Who are these ones? Because when Michael was writing it, that was a prophecy that there's going to come a time that they're going to wake up and understand that their creation was to be Yahweh over the nation. But they don't know it yet now. So now let's find out who done all this great big dying, daughter, by going to the book called Baruch, chapter 3. And let's read till we get our point there, daughter. We go on to Baruch chapter 3, particularly verse 1. What it say?
Baruch chapter 3, verse 1. Oh, Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, the soul in anguish, the troubled spirit cried unto thee. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy. For thy cause, we have sinned before thee. For thee endures forever, and we perish utterly. Verse 4. O Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayer of the dead Israelites and of their children.
Hold on, daughter. Hey, daughter, give that microphone a bit better, because you brought up the precept. So the one he's talking about gonna die like man, according to verse 4, who they gonna die like man now with a name on it? Baruch 3 verse 4. What it say there, daughter?
Oh, Yahweh Almighty, thou Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children.
You see that? There you go right there. Now, skip down to verse 9 and hand it home there, our daughter. Skip down to verse 9 and hand it home. Verse 9, Baruch 3, verse 9. Make it 8 and 9.
Baruch chapter 8, chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Behold, we are yesterday in our captivity, where thou hast scattered us for reproach and a curse, and to be subject to payment, according to all the iniquities of our father, which departed from the Yahweh, our Yahweh. Verse 9. Here is Israel, hear Israel the commandments of life. Give ear to understanding, to understand wisdom.
So you hear that? So the one that when Brother Joel was reading, he was reading a prophecy there, Brother Joel. And once we understand this Bible has a double meaning, it has a carnal meaning, and it has a spiritual meaning. So when you was reading in 4 verse 5 and you seen a little G-O-D, that was talking about the Israelites that once they wake back up, but the Israelites going to call on their Yahuwah and the world going to call you Yahuwah. That's what he was saying. So, but when you go at it kindly, you're going to blow the mission because the Bible is a spiritual Bible. Now, let's, Brother Joe, let's look at Acts chapter 14, verse number 11. Now, in Acts chapter 14, verse 11, Brother Joe, look what the Iconians said when they were looking directly at Paul and Barnabas. Look what they say in the 14th chapter, verse number 11. And Sister Sarah lives in camp number 1. Can you have me that Revelation chapter 2, verse 25 down to verse 29? Have that waiting on you. So now, hey, Brother Joe, what it says in the book of Acts chapter 14, verse number 11, what it say?
Acts chapter 14, verse number 11. And when the people saw that Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the Yahuwah are come down to us in the likeness of men.
Ain't that something? The Yahuwahs have came down in the likeness of men. So who they were calling Yahuwah? The children of Israel. They were calling Paul and Barnabas Yahuwah. So when we jump down there and read, the world going to be, once you wake up and understand that you was created to be Yahuwah over the nation. But right now we ain't nothing. Because we following them and they not following us. So now Sister Pharaoh going to get the precept on what's going to happen when we finally get it right. Let's see what Sister Pharaoh can bring. And when you meet Sister Sarah, loud voice, you said, Sister Sarah, y'all probably teach you that thing, right?
Y'all probably
bless you. You're good, Sarah. Hallelujah. I like that, Sister Sarah. Now, look at, get in that microphone and see, can you look at that real carefully, End Time Prophecy, chapter 2 of Revelation 25 down to verse 29. Let's see what's going on.
Revelation.
Wait a minute, Mr. Sarah. If we keep this work to the end, what we got coming?
To him and give our power over the nation.
We don't have power over the nation. If we keep the work to the end, so if you got power over the nation, what that make you? Don't that make you a what? A Yahuwah. If you got powers over the nation, you're going to be the Yahuwah. So the prophecy of it is if we keep this work to the end, I mean, we can't cameo this man's work. We keep it to the end, we're going to have what? Something to say?
Power over the nation.
Power over the nation. Go ahead and read some up. And wait a minute, and we're going to do what?
And we shall
rule
them with a rod of iron.
You mean we're going to have a rod of iron? That you bet they're going to call me here, then I tell them to call me with a rod of iron in my hand. If I got a rod of iron in my hand, if I say I'm Yahuwah, you know what they're going to say? Yes, you are. With that rod in your hand. You see? So you will be ruling with a rod of iron in your hand. So you trying to tell me you ain't Yahweh behind that? That was the prophecy was in Micah chapter 4, verse 5. They're going to call you Yahweh, and you're going to be calling on your Yahweh that put you in power, the big man called Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son. So that's how it's going to be. But you're going to be the closest Yahweh they don't ever see or get to is you. Once you understand your potential, and some dust there is Yahweh. Come on, so say, read with more. Old Sion got to happen now. Read with them more. Yeah. So the father gave, the father gave the son this power, and he passed it to the 12 tribes of Israel that if they make it, they would have this power to hit anybody side the head with a rod of iron if you don't get right. And that's what we're reading. So you think they're going to call you Yahweh? They say, you're going to call you Yahweh. Oh, my Yahweh. Don't hit me with that raw iron no more. I'm going to do right. Well, do right, James. That's how it's going to be once we wake up. Read a little bit more.
Verse 28.
Right. And what are you going to give you? Go ahead.
Verse 29. And he hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit
saith unto the churches, which is the congregation of the children of Israel. So that's the bottom line. So if you got in here, once we read Micah chapter 4, verse 5, that was the prophecy of Micah led by the Memphis Spirit to let the children of Israel know, if you come back to yourself, you can be Yahweh. That was precept from 82, verse 6 of Psalms. See, that was the precept. Then when he came in the body in 1034, he said the same thing. I told you you was Yahweh, but you're going to die like man. Why? Because you're not going to keep the law. That's in the commandment. And that was his only day. We know the days of Sabbath day, and we say there's no never mind. So guess what? The potential is not there for those that know the truth and don't do the truth. But the one that know the truth and do the truth is going to wake up and say, okay, I see what's going on here. So now we said last night we take care of that. But now we got to take care of something else. Hey, Mother E, we really got to take care of something else. Now, we read a statement in the book of Jasper, but we want to come back and look at St. John chapter 3, verse 27. Go back to St. John chapter 3, verse number 27. Take a little look at the same, hey, Mother E. You're going to look at St. John 3, 27. What's that say?
St. John chapter 3, verse 27. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
Right. What does it say in 18? A man can receive nothing unless Yahweh it be given from heaven. Go ahead and read.
Verse 28.
18. 18.
You just said. You yourself bear me witness that I said, I am not the Yahweh that I am sent before him. Verse 29.
That's it. That's all I want. That's all I want was 17 and 18, mother. All I want was 17 and 18. That you know you can't, you ain't got nothing coming unless Yahweh allow that to happen to you. So now, you read that in 327, right? Now I got to get a precept on that. And now take it to James. You read 327 and 328. Now go to James chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. And then we're going to see if we can grab that young line and tell you all, clear the broadcast, And then we're going to show you some things that we left off on yesterday. So now, mother, in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, 18, we want to precept on what we read in 3:27. See, the Bible is about precepting. You're not going to understand your Bible unless you precept your Bible. And we are put a word in now, guess what? It's going to be wrong. But when you precept your Bible, it tells you exactly that was a dog standing in the mystery on you returning back to yourself of being Yahweh over his creation. That's Alpha. Potential. Credentials. You know that word? That's our, help me out. What word I need? Who help me out on that word? That's our potential. Thank you, Dr. Sarah. We got potential. If we recognize who we are and our responsibility is to lead and not follow, then you, Yahweh. But right now, we African-American and Negroes now. So now, mother, give me James chapter 1. What I say, James chapter 1, verse what?
17 and 18.
Okay, good. What did it say?
James chapter 1, verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17 reads, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom is no virtue, barrenness, neither
Okay, go ahead.
Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be a king of the first fruit of his creatures.
Good. So all good things come from above, right? So also, otherwise, when you get something from above, all good things come from above. That's the precept on that. Now what we're going to do, we're going to bring the young lion in, and he's going to tell you about the broadcast, we're all carrying it, but we meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say. Young lion, tribe of Yah God Judah, up and come and teach you out of Camp 1. Y'all probably be there, D. Roy. Y'all probably
bless you there. Dear his prayer. Love, D. Roy. Hallelujah,
boy. Hallelujah, boy. All right, hallelujah, boy. My old grandson, look at him. They ready to hear get him some words from you online. Hallelujah, boy. That's right. Hallelujah, boy. Now, put him up on some lights and pray some books on him. Now, who all cares if all cares, young lion? Let's all find out who cares if all cares.
All right, well, we know we're live inside of the class right now. We live on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
We also live on Power Talk. You can tune in to your Power Talk. You can download it on your phone. You can download it on your smart TV or your laptop or your desktop computer. And you download Power Talk and then go to Exit Group and then scroll on down and look for African American. And then you'll see B-O-T-T-Y right there with that big old sign that says B-O-T-T-Y. Tuned in to the Power Talk radio station. Also, we live on Facebook. You tune in on Facebook at B-O-T-T-Y. Once again, we live on Facebook as of right now. Live at the top part of the Saturday. You can tune in on Facebook at BOTTY. You can also catch us on screening on YouTube. Screen on YouTube. You can catch any one of the previous broadcasts or any live class that we had before or anything we had added. Sometimes you go on there live. You can tune in on YouTube and try. So BOTTY, try YHBA. Once again, you can tune in. Catch us on YouTube at BOTTY5YHDA. Also, if you have a question or comment, call in to the international line at 224-600-5579. once again for a question and comment. We ask you all to write down your notes. Write down your questions and call us at 224-600-5579. And if we can't get the answer right then in that very moment, we ask you to give us a James chapter 2, verse number 16, and get a king a little time. Ask the king, give us a little time to go and search the answer for you. And that's why I give it to us, we'll come back and get with you. So, over to you, Israel, C. Roy, our Father Saturday.
Our Father Saturday, hallelujah, I'm up. And we live everywhere, over 900,000 strong on international side. We are live from Open Dust Days, Yahweh. And we want to show the high, there's some things we left off on yesterday. We left, and we got to go back over it, young line. And in that second Ezra, chapter 14, I want to look at something that we have to start thinking about real carefully in 2nd Ezra, chapter 14. In 2nd Ezra, chapter 14, we were throwing people a couple things. And chapter, verse 6, then 11 down to verse 17. 2nd Ezra, 2nd Ezra, I'm going to have my old grandson just do some reading a little. They're going to get a couple verses before this broadcast over with. They said, look here, I'm going to, hey, Uncle Phil, we want to do up and read too. No doubt about it. So now, we're going to look at 2nd Ezra chapter 14, verse 6, that young line. 11 down to verse 14.
2nd Ezra chapter 14. We're going to read verse number 6. Then we're going to skip down and read number 11 down to verse number 14. Second chapter 14,
mm-hmm.
verse
6,
11 down to verse number 14, verse 6, 3.
Read.
These words shall you
declare, uh-huh.
And these shall you hide.
Right.
Verse number 11. For the world is divided into 12 parts.
The world is divided into 12 parts.
And the 10 parts of it are gone already.
And guess what? And we know we deal with a clock that 12 tick-tocks on it. So right now, in Ezra days, how many tick-tocks has been gone already?
10 parts are gone already.
10 parts is gone already. Go ahead.
In half of a 10 part.
In half. So 10 and a half is already gone. Go ahead.
Verse number 12.
What?
And there remains that which is after the half of the 10 part, 13. Now therefore set your house in order.
So he's telling you right now, get your house in order. And the house he's talking about, one of my nephews trying to grab which one he's talking about. Go to Jeremiah. We're going to Jeremiah 33. We're going to Jeremiah 33. We want to find out who he's talking about. Jeremiah 33. Let's see if we find out who he's talking about in Jeremiah 33. Yeah, see if we can find that. Matthew, we're going to look at Jeremiah 33. And we're going to look at a verse. He says, he set your house in order. You don't know what he's talking about there. Let my old nephew grab a little bit of that. In Jeremiah 33, we're going to look down at verse number 33. Let's see what we want. 33, verse 23. Let's see what's going on in 33, 23. What is that, nephew?
Moral with
the world. Call it a little bit louder. A little bit louder. And we see the word Lord. Remember the word Lord means Yahweh. Yes, so that would mean Yahweh. So go on. So don't get your hour, your minute of fame right now.
Moreover,
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 23. What does it say there?
Moreover, the word of the Yahweh.
Yahweh came to Jeremiah saying,
what did he say?
Consider, verse 24, considerest thou not what they, the two families which Yahweh has chosen, he has even cast them off.
You see that? So get your house in order, talking about what? The family. The families of Israel. They ain't talking about no building. He said, the family of Israel, get yourself in order. Get yourself in order. That's what he's saying. And how you get in order? Hey, Mother E, how you get in order in Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3? How you get in order? Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see how you get in order there, Mother. Hey, Mother E, how we get in order in Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3? Leviticus 23, mm-hmm. 1, 2, and 3. Let's see how we get in order. Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3. We're trying to see how we get in order.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1,
verse
1,
2, and 3.
Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feet of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim, the righteous gathering. Even these are my feet. Verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day.
You got 6 days to do your work?
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. And a holy gathering ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwellings.
So the Sabbath day is right now when the sun sets. So according to verse 3, Mother, what are we supposed to be doing, Mother, according to verse 3?
Working. 6 days shall no work be done. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest.
And what else?
A righteous gathering.
So that's what he's saying. So that Sabbath day is not only a righteous day, it's a day that you bump shoulders on. So that's the day that you bump shoulders on. Now, Brother Job, what does it say, hey, Brother Job, and the
24th chapter,
verse 1 and verse 8. Hey,
Brother Joe,
what
does
it say in
24,
verse 1 and
8? 24th chapter of what? Leviticus. Verse 1, Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 1 and verse 8. And it reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
Verse 8.
Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Yahweh continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
So he said, you springboard up your life on the Sabbath day. He said, for you to be in that number to come, you got to springboard up your life from the Sabbath day. This is a blessed day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday, this is the blessed day. Now I want to back away and let y'all look at what it says in Romans chapter 8. Verse 31 down to verse 39. Hey, day dog. What can we read out of Romans chapter 8? Matter of fact, read verse 1, just to make it sound good. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, then 31 down to verse 39. So take a time and look at Romans 8, 1 and 2, then skip down to 31 down to verse 39. What did it say there, daughter? Daughter, yeah, Father, what did it say?
Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. And Then verses 31 to 39. Romans verse 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore condemnation to them are in God's Father, the Father, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life, Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh, the Father, have made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 31 through 39. What shall we then say? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? He that shed not his own son, but the living for us all, I shall be not with him all. Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. Verse 34. Who is he that condemns? It is Yahweh that died. Yeah, rather, that risen again.
Hey, daughter, raise your voice a little bit for the master order that he's not hearing you properly. So get in that microphone and come on with it there, daughter.
Who is he that condemned? It is Yahweh that died. Yeah, rather that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of Yahweh? Who also made intercession? Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or war? Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep of the slaughter.
Verse 37.
Thank you. In all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Verse 38. For I waited that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is in Yahweh, out of Yahweh.
So what he's saying? He's saying when it comes down to Yahweh's business, you don't let nothing get in the way of Yahweh's business. Nothing. No bloodline, friendship, better have. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, it's going to be about this man's business. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday, it's this man's business. One thing about it, every man got to give account of himself. You're not going to be able to give account of nobody else. They're going to ask you a question. What did you do? Matter of fact, let's read that. Hey, Maureen, let's read that in 14:14. Let's read that and see exactly what Yahweh is going to ask the question. He's going to ask you something, and he's going to tell you something in Ezekiel 14. Hey, Maureen, he's going to tell us something, and let's see what he got written in this book. One thing about this thing, you're supposed to be loyal to what this book's saying. Let's see what this book is saying in the 14th chapter. And we're going to look at Ezekiel chapter 14. And we're going to see what this book is saying. 14, verse number 14. Let's see what it says. Hey, Mother Eve, what do 14:14 say?
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own soul by their righteousness, said Yahweh. Yahweh.
You
hear me?
He said, although these three men were in it, Noah, Daniel, and Job, he can't deliver nobody but himself. Get down to verse 18, Mother.
Verse 18. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, So these three men were in it. As I live, said Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they only shall be delivered themselves.
So all you can deliver, hey, Monica, so I don't care if it's your better half, whoever it is, when it's time to go to Yahweh, who only can you deliver?
Yourself.
Verse number 20.
Okay. Verse 20. Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it. As I live, said Yahweh, they shall deliver neither their son nor their daughter. They shall but deliver their own soul by their righteousness.
So, God is about what you think, what you believe. How loyal to you is to your better half, but when it comes down to Yahweh's business, you only can deliver one of them?
Yourself.
Yourself. That's it. That's the only one you can deliver is yourself. Can't deliver nobody else. So that way you tell these Ziggler theorem. Don't tell these Ziggler theorem that you know that you only can deliver yourself. And all you can deliver. Can't deliver nobody else. So whatever mama gonna do, what daddy gonna do, what better half gonna do, that's on him. But when you got before Yahweh, you will stand before him by yourself. Now, but let's look at a verse, Brother Job, in 2 Ezra.2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1.
When I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent unto me the ministering spirit, which had been sent unto me the last book before.
Okay,
verse 2. And he said unto me, up, Ezra, and hear the words that I speak on by Yahweh. Then said he unto me. Okay, let me read that over. Okay. Verse 2. And he said unto me, up, Ezra, and hear the words that I speak. I am come to tell thee. Verse 3. And I said, speak on, my Yahweh. Then said he unto me, the seed is set. The seed is set in a wide place, that it might be deep and great.
verse 4. But put the case, the entrance were narrow, and like a river, verse 5. Who then could go into the sea to look upon it and to rule it? If he moved not through the narrow, how could he come into the broad? Verse 6.
Verse 5 is good enough. That's good enough there, Brother Joe. 1 through 5 is good enough. Hey, Brother McGuire, pick it, speak of it by verse number 6, behind that. So one thing about we found out that when you try to get to this kingdom called eternal life, I don't care who your partner is, you have to walk that road by yourself. Mm-hmm. The only one can come through at a time. So if you don't know your position, and you're saying that you're going to get in because mama D's or Uncle D, no. You want to give account of yourself. So you gotta find out one thing. Is you line up with this Bible? Now, we just read 7:1 down to verse 5, and Brother Micaiah, you're picking up verse 6 and read a little bit. What's that? Brother Micaiah, come on.
Well, Brother Tackinette, chapter 7. You're picking up that verse number 6.
Yeah.
Brother Tackinette, chapter 7, verse 6, read. There is also another thing. A city is built instead of upon a broad field. It is full of all good things. Verse number 7. The entrance thereof is narrow. It is set in a dangerous place to fall. Likewise, as if there were a fire on the right hand and on the left, a deep wall. Verse 8. And one only path between them both. Between them both.
Between them both. Go ahead, read.
Even between the fire and the water.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So small that there could but one man go there at once.
One going at once. I don't care if you've been with your better half for 10 years. But when it comes down to his judgment, you're going to stand before him, and you're going to have to walk that narrow road by yourself. So it's no argument, and that's why we make it plain, but you understand one thing. Hey, Sister Sarah, what do it tell us we got to be doing, Sister Sarah? And Luke chapter 1, verse 6. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what it says we can read, Sister Sarah, and why the cap one. Remember, all the other caps ready to go, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Call for details on the international line. Now, Sister Sarah is going to read something over here in Luke chapter 1, verse 6. Let's see what it says in 1, verse 6. What it says, Sister Sarah?
All right, Luke chapter 1, verse 6.
Uh-huh.
They were both
right. What?
They were both righteous.
So both got to be what?
Right.
Go ahead.
Before Yahshua, walking in all commandments, the words and ordinance of the Yahshua language.
So you got to come with the grips. If you understand what Yahshua is saying, if you're in a relationship, both of you got to be righteous in Yahshua. And both of you being righteous, that mean what? Oh, Sister Sarah. Back up and tell me, give me a precept on that in 6:25 of Deuteronomy. I need a precept on that, Sister Sarah. Give me a precept on that 6:25 of Deuteronomy. Write it down and then give me, let's see, our problem is we want to spell the fence in relationships, then we want to know why we can't keep up. The reason why you can't keep up because you're out of order and you're out of order, especially when you know that you're Israel. So what is it say we can read in 6:25? Deuteronomy.
All right.
Deuteronomy 6:25. Live at Camp 1. Sister Sarah on the microphone. What is that? Sister Sarah. Yeah, what it say?
And it shall be our
righteousness.
And we are good to do all these commandments before the Yahweh, our Yahweh.
So what our command, he commands us to make sure if you're in a relationship, both of you got to be right. That is a commandment from Yahweh. Then you got something to check you, and that's the word of Yahweh. But one of you is in Yahweh and the other one is not in Yahweh, what's going to check you? You wide open things because you ain't got nothing to check you. That's what y'all tell you. You got to make sure you're in a relationship where both of you on the same page. Then you got that call, that boss man called Yahweh the Son and Father to check you when you out of order. If you don't do right and you make a vow by saying you're going to do right and you don't do it, Yahweh got you for that. You ain't got to worry about it. Yeah, well, I'm going to take care of you. Come on back there, young lion. Let's get a little bit more.
All right, we're going back to 2nd Ed. You want to read chapter 7? We're picking up at verse number 9.
What is that?
Go to 2nd Ed. Go to chapter 7. We'll pick it up at verse number 9.
What does it say in 7, 9?
Verse 9 reads. If this city that was given unto a man for an inheritance, if he never shall pass the danger set before him, how shall he receive this inheritance?
You see that? So what did y'all take it? Oh, if you don't go through nothing, you ain't got nothing to go. Oh, that's fine. I don't like it. I got to go through some things. Yeah. That's what it's all about. You ought to be trying. He said, you ain't getting to this kingdom unless you try it first, and I'm going to test you with whatever you love the most. Go ahead and read.
Verse number 10. And I said, it is so, Yahweh. Then said he unto me, even so also is Israel's portion.
Yes.
Verse 11. Because for their sake, I made the world.
For Israel's sake, I made the world. Hold that point. Daughter, let's see what he said. Hey, daughter of Yahweh, let's see what he said. Now, look what he just said. So that's why we said that you are Yahweh's, because he really made the world for you. Now, we go on to the second book of Ezra, there, daughter of Yahweh. We go on to 6:54, and let's see the seal said behind that. Back up with Moses and Isaiah 40, verse 15 now to verse 17. Now, daughter, we're going to see, he said, for our sake, the children of Israel, the only reason this world was put together is for our sake. Then he gave a name, the children of Israel. Now, Israel is talking about his daughter of Yahweh. And 6:54 down to verse 59. Get that microphone and come on and come on and come on.
We have walked in 2nd Ezra chapter 6 verse 54 to 59.
Down to 59. What do you say?
Okay.
Chapter 6, verse 54 to 59.
And after these, Adam also, whom thou made, Yahweh all, thy creation of him, come we all, and the peace of all people also, whom thou hast chosen. All this have I spoken before thee, O Yahweh, because thou madest the world for our sake and for the other people which also come of Adam. Thou hast said that they are nothing, but he like unto spittle and has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falleth from a vessel. And now, O Yahweh, these heathen which have ever been reputed as nothing, have begun to be Yahuwah and to devour us. But we, thy people, whom thou hast called thy firstborn, thy only begotten, and thy fervent lover, are given into their hands. If the world now be made for our sake, why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure?
Yeah, daughter. He said, he said, the other nations, the 17 nations, they are imputed as nothing. But he said, they have became, the other nations, is Yahuwah's over us.
Yeah.
They're Yahuwah over us. But that, but in the eyes of Yahuwah, and the seer had been a children of Israel, but in the eyes of Yahuwah, they considered as nothing. But you know what we do? Everything they got on the table, we behind it. They got a holiday coming up called the 4th of July, right? Watch how we celebrate it better than they did. And we ain't been free from anything long as that bill knocking on your door in the mailboxes. You ain't free from nothing long as you paying bills. Yeah. Now, mother, in the 40th chapter, verse 15 down to verse 17 in Isaiah, mother, can you have those there out? Let's get a precept on what Yahuwah told the children of Israel to keep in mind. But as long as you don't know that you're Israel, we'll be keeping these Sabbath days, feast days, wearing them branches, then this don't apply to you. Let's see what he says. We read, mother, in 40, verse 15 down to verse 17. What does it say there, mother, in Isaiah?
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15, 16, and 17. Verse 15, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. 16, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the east thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. 17. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing. And then
all the nations in the eyes of Yahuwah, the children of Israel, in his eyes, they are nothing. Vanity ain't worth nothing. Ain't worth you having a bucket with some water in it. You spill a little bit. Do you stop and take the water off? Did you spill? No, you keep on moving. But we do not want to understand this Bible and apply that to this Bible, and that's why we disembobulate today. Now, mother, what do it say that we can read in Romans chapter 8, 6 down to verse 9? And we come back to the young line and get a little bit more. So see, one thing you got to understand something. We can pack these networks over 900,000 strong international side. But if we don't, if we don't be a doer of this word, it's going to get past you. And when it's time for the blessing, you're going to receive a double curse. See, you're going to beat your back some more, too. The Yahuwah of this world right now beating your back, and you're going to get your back beat in eternity unless you understand this Bible talking about you, to you, and for you. All the nations is considered as nothing. So if you make a change, watch the motor bring out in Romans chapter 8, verse 6 down to verse 9. What's in there, mother?
Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 9. Verse 6.
Yeah, what it say?
For to be carnal mind is death.
But to be spiritual mind is life and peace. But so, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh, for it is not subjected to the law of Yahweh, neither indeed can be. Verse 8, again, they that are in the flood cannot please Yahweh. Verse 9, but ye are not in the flood, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of Yahweh dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Yahweh, he is none of his.
Yeah, mother. You ain't got to feel Yahweh. You're not here. You can be a 12 tribes of Israel. You want to be bloodline. But you ain't got the spirit of Yahweh. You're not here. And all the way he recognized you is, hey, Brother Joe, give me that 5:14 of St. John. Let me show you how Yahweh recognized you. Let's go to, St. John 5:14 there, Brother Joe. Let's see how Yahweh recognized you. He said, you ain't got the spirit of Yahweh, then you not none here. You can know his name and call him LJ you want to call him in Yahweh. But you got to have the spirit of Yahweh. Now, what did Yahweh say? Hey, Brother Joe, what it says in St. John 5:14? Let's talk about what Yahweh said to the man eyeball to eyeball. Come on.
St. John chapter 5:14, and it reads, all right, we'll begin reading right now. St. John 5:14. Afterward, Yahweh the Son findeth him the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee.
You hear the man just say? What are you finding in that? He got to find you in the temple. If he bought him in the temple, he said, okay, now, you've been made whole. I've got you straight. We're going to read about what he means by it. You've been found whole. If somehow it did, and we're going to read it shortly, but now, once I get you on your feet, he gonna be, he's looking for you to be in the temple. He looked at eyeball to eyeball and said, he said, hey, you've been made whole. I've got rid of something in you. We're going to talk about it shortly. Sin no more. Unless the worst thing come up on you. See, that's what he's saying. See, once he clean you up and get your daughter understanding what he's saying, and you know what he's saying, let me get a precept on that. St. John chapter 9 there, daughter. Hey, daughter Yahweh, give me a precept on that. Before St. John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41. I need a precept on that. He'll give you the precept. It's up to us to write it down and study it. What is that we can read in St. John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41 there, daughter Yahweh? Let's see what he says about. Hey, he found the brother. He's looking for him at the grandest temple site. He found the brother. He said, hey, you've been made whole, brother. Sister. Sin no more. Do the worst thing going to come upon you. Let's see what we can read what he's talking about in St. John 9, 40 and 41. Hey, daughter Yahweh, what are you talking about? Come on.
St. John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41. And some of the parents which were people and heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? 41. Yahweh said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, therefore your sins remain.
Yeah. You think that, daughter? He said, yeah, I know I'm not keeping the Sabbath day. I know I'm not wearing my prayer. I know I'm keeping on big day. I know I'm getting where I've been in. He said, oh, yeah, you're a confessor after my, huh? He said, guess what? The clock starts ticking. Well, once you confess out your mouth that you know you're not going the Yahweh way the way you got her in, guess what? That's when that clock starts ticking. See, right there. In the end, you know you're going to be keeping them Sabbath days. You know you're going to be wearing them fringes. You know the order according to this Bible. But you chose to do it your way. It's okay, good. Guess what? Your sins remain. That's what he just said. Hey, y'all, right, come on back to that Zach and Ezra we was at. Let's get a little bit more of that. Let's get a little bit more of that because we want to find out something that you need to know about. Now, we was in Zach and Ezra 14. Where do you leave off on? Yeah, no, that's good enough. I want to go back to Zach and Ezra. Chapter 14. I know we passed. Pick up verse 11 again. I'm just going to be quiet. Hope I can be quiet and stay in my seat until you read 11 down to verse 17. This is real good. Give me some audio. 11 down to verse 17.
We're going back to Zach and Ezra. Chapter 14.
We'll
pick it back up at verse 11.
17. Stay on down to 17. What it say?
We're going to go to the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 14. We'll pick it up at verse number 11 down to verse number 14.
Uh-huh.
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 14, verse number 11, and it reads, "For the world is divided into 12 parts,
yeah,
and the 10 parts of it are gone already,
yeah,
and half of a 10th part."
Uh-huh.
Verse 12. "And there remains that which is after the half of the 10th part." Verse 13. "Now therefore set your house in order, and reprove your people. Comfort such of them as be in trouble. And now be now corrupt." Verse 14. "Let go from the mortal thoughts, cast away the burden of man. Put off now the weak thing." Verse 15. "And set aside the thoughts that are most heavy upon you, and haste you to flee from these times." 16. "For yet greater evils than those which you have seen happen shall be done hereafter." Verse 17. "For look how much the world should be weaker through age. So much the more should evil increase upon them that dwell therein."
Yes, sir, I'm 17. Okay, you're going to be skipping this for you. 19 to 22. Figure verse 19, take on down to stay on down to 28. And it's a point I'm going to get me some out of here in a minute. So I'm going to call you down in a minute. I want to give me a point. Go ahead.
I'm back to 20. Back in Ezra chapter 14, picking up at verse number 19.
Get what it says in 19.
19. "Then answer I before you and say," verse 20, "Behold, Yahweh, I will go as you have commanded."
Uh-huh.
"And reprove the people which are present."
So now, you see what he's saying he's going to do? He's going to look, Yahweh, I know I'm the man that I'm going to reprove. And I'm correct the one that is up under his watch. The one who won't be corrected, I'm going to correct them. As you have gave me a commandment to do so. So the seer's job is to correct you, but you have to have the will and the ear of the hearer will be showing what the Bible says. That's up to you. Go ahead and read.
"And reprove the people which are present, but they that shall be born afterward, who shall admonish them?"
You see that? So he said, okay, I'm going to take care of the one I see, but what about after I'm gone, who going to take care of after that? He said, look here. It always will be a seer in your place. You got a sin seer in your place now. It's up to you to recognize the sign of the time. Yahweh always have a seer to show you what the Bible is saying. In every walk of life, you got one now, but you don't pay him no never mind. Keep reading.
"Thus the dwell in that in darkness.
Yes.
They that dwell therein are without light.
It said, and they that dwell, see, when you're in darkness, you without light. You just a walking step. Very.
21. For your law is burnt.
He said, your law is burnt.
Therefore, no man knows his name.
He said, your law is burnt. What do you mean your law is burnt? Hey, Marie, read verse 30 and become a redback. Read verse 30 and become a redback. Second Ezra 14, verse 30, become a redback, mother. What is that? What do you mean your law is burnt?
Second Ezra
14, 30. What is that, mother?
And receive the law of life, which they keep not, which ye also have transgressed after them.
He said, no. He said, the law is burnt. You know, because you burn on paper, that don't mean that the law is still here. Because they've got your records and burnt them up. The law still is still here. The law is not on mother. The law is what? What's the law here, mother? The law is life. The law is life. So you can burn all the papers you want to bring, you burn up. But the law is life. Now, precept that, mother, in Romans 7, verse 1. See, Israel, he going to speak out his turn and say, hey, Yahweh, the law been burnt up. It's the law been burned up. That means there must be somebody throwing it in. Because you ain't got your paperwork. That don't mean the law burned up. The law is life. Romans 7, verse 1. What did it say to that mother? Hey, mother, what did it say in Romans 7, 1?
Let me get that.
Romans 7, 1. What did it say, mother, about the law?
It's a Romans. Chapter 7.
Verse number 1.
Let me get that. Romans chapter 7. Verse 1.
Chapter 7, verse 1.
Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives.
You see that? Now, don't see it. Well, you still got to sign it, he going to tell the angel. You know, the law been burnt up. You what? Because you ain't got your paperwork. I don't mean that the law is in your blood mind. You can burn up all the paper you want. You are walking letter of Yahweh. The law, he going to tell us, the man of Yahweh, the angel. You know, the law been burnt. But look what he say. Watch my phone back. Y'all lying. Now, the angel don't work with him. Because he said, because he has his paperwork. He's okay. You ain't got your paperwork. I'm telling you, tell me, Ezra. The law is burnt. Now, let's see what he says behind that. Now, the man of Yahweh is talking to the great big old or a champion called an angel from Yahweh. What happened next?
Going back to the book of Sacramento, chapter 14, reading the last line of verse 21.
What?
Last line of verse 21 reads.
What?
For the work that shall be yet.
Yeah.
Verse 22. But if I have found grace before you.
If I found mercy, grace before you, big champion, angel from Yahweh. If I don't find grace, and you hear the talking to me, heads up. But if I don't find grace, what do you say?
Here's the Holy Ghost is for me.
He's a sinner righteous spirit into me. He's a sinner righteous spirit into me. Sinner righteous spirit into me. If I don't find favor in your sight, I'm the man of the hour. Sinner righteous spirit in me. Very.
And I shall write all that has been done in the world since the beginning.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to write everything that has been done, has been said, since Adam's day. Just I don't have my copy or nothing. Because when we get up out of We got in the captivity. We had the rod. We left our record. The sons of Esau taking our record. They brought up the part they want and everything else. He said, but what I do for my deal, I write everything from Genesis to the present. He said, what about that angel? What did the angel say behind that?
In verse 22, and I shall write all that has been done in the world since the beginning, which were written in the law.
It was written where?
In your law.
Oh, yeah, he will write, not done away with, he will write what's done in the law. I'm gonna grab whatever happened with Adam. I'm gonna walk it all the way down to my present time. Go ahead, read.
That men may find your path.
And only man gonna find your path, you got to keep the law. So all the while, I'm gonna show those that's up on my watch the law. All the way you keep the path, you got to keep the law. Go ahead, read.
And that they which will live in the latter days.
Come on up now.
They live.
The only way you're gonna live. Mass order over 900,000 strong. All the way you're gonna live to end up in the kingdom, you got to keep the law. If you don't keep the law, I can tell you now, the man gonna let you die, wake you up, and burn you in the fire. That's in Isaiah 66:24. If you don't keep the law, your time is always. You only can get it for yourself. You don't worry about what your neighbor's saying, what anybody around you saying. If you're not keeping the law, the man gonna burn you in the fire. Okay, straight up. Go ahead and read.
Verse 23.
What?
And he answered me, saying, go your way.
Go your way.
Gather the people together.
He said, go gather people together.
And say it to them.
What?
They say, see, you, not for 40 days.
He's gonna tell you what? You go tell the people, don't even come looking for you for 40 days. If you're talking all that good stuff you want to write from the time I talked to Adam to the present, then you don't need 40 days to do what you say you want to do out of your mouth. You need 40 days. So tell the people to act like you don't exist for 40 days. Go ahead and read.
Verse 24.
What?
But look you.
But look.
Prepare you, prepare the many box trees.
You forget box trees now.
And take with you the rear.
One.
The rear.
Two.
Ananias.
Three.
Agnes.
Four.
ATL.
Five.
These five.
These five.
Which are red.
What they is?
Red.
Hold that part. What kind of Brother Joe, what kind of red is? 1 Ezra 8:3. What kind of red? To take care of Yahweh's business, what kind of red you got to be? Hey, Brother Joe, give me 8:3. What kind of red you got to be? Take care of Yahweh's business. 1 Ezra 8:3. What kind of red you got to be, Brother Joe?
Very ready.
Read it. 1 Ezra 8:3. Let's see what kind of red you gotta be. So we can read. 1 Ezra 8:3.
And it says, you have to be here. Let me read it so you can hear it loud and clear.
1 Ezra 8:3. Come on, that's what I do.
1 Ezra 8:3, and it reads this. Oh, man. These pages are not doing right. Come on. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get to it. I'm trying to just turn this one new thing. 1 Ezra. Chapter 8 through 3. Here we go. Cool. All right, I'm going to begin reading. And it reads this. More than just being very ready, you got to be this. 8 verse 3. And it says, oh, come on, man. 8 verse 3, here it is. Here. This Esdras went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the...
What kind of ready?
Very ready.
Very.
In the Yahuwah of Moses, that was given by the Yahuwah of Israel.
So if you're a man or a woman of Yahuwah, in the spirit of Yahuwah, he says you're tired of serious, you're not out of here. You got to be what kind of ready? When it comes out of Yahuwah's word, according to 1 Ezra 8, verse 3, what kind of ready you got to be there? What kind of ready?
Very ready.
Very ready. Can't be stumbling, bumming around. You got to be very ready. That's how y'all are here. So he said, look here, Ezra. You're talk a good talk. You say, y'all had a record over in Babylon. Y'all over there about to meet on first. You said you don't have a record. And now you want to do some real quick for Yahuwah, huh? And your people. Is that the good thing? You want to write everything that happened from Moses to the present. From Adam to Abraham to Moses to the present. You want to do that, right? Ezra? He said, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what you got to do. You got to go find you five guys that's very ready. And that's what we tell you in the airways today. We don't know what lesson that we're going to teach on. We're just going to Luke 12, 12. That's why you got to have folks going to step up according to the Bible and to be able to take notes. And say, well, that lesson that there was about such a thing, just put a label to it, stack it, rack it, and get it out there the way y'all want to like it. So we don't know where we're going. That's why you got to have brothers to step up, that sisters can step up and be what kind of ready?
Very
ready. Because where this lesson is on right now, you both been had a writing on it, taking notes on it, and say, look here, the tape was on top of the Saturday. We heard some bangs on there, and then he'll give you the information to put a label on it. And then you start passing out CDs. That's when you in a line of Yahuwah, but you can't sit on the fence, just read a couple of verses, then fall back to sleep. He went and got five men that was buried. It wasn't five men, dude. It really wasn't more. If you alternate with the five men. Now listen to this. Now, back in Ezra, chapter 14, now he went and got him five men. Now, what would the Spirit say to him about these five men? Come on. Place to the next, and that's how these teachings are going to get all over the world. which show your eyes on the word. But it got to be fast to step up, and it got to be very ready. You know how to comprehend what the seer is saying, write it down, start putting a label to it, and start passing out CDs, and you begin your James 5:20 and 25:21. But you got to have that spirit on you, but you can't be no cameo. You got to be very ready. Read some more.
Book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 25. Read.
Look at this.
And come here.
And do what?
Come here.
And come.
And I shall light a candle of understanding in your mind.
Hey, so get the man see it. The man's all right. If you get me fired, they're going to do it. I'm going to step up and put a door on him. I'm going to light the candle of understanding upon him. Did you hear the man say it? The man said, if you step out there, I'm going to give you the double. But as long as you're sitting there looking at your better half and looking at your friend, looking at your neighbor, listen, Yahuwah can't use you. You got to step out in Yahuwah. Then he says, you go look out there and find these five men that got it going on, that can do something, that got the will to do something, then I'm going to double them up. Is that what the man just said?
Yeah.
Or what else he say? Ways of what Yahuwah commanded you. And you ain't doing it today. Go ahead.
32.
What?
And for as much as he is a righteous judge,
yes,
he took from you in time the thing that he had given you.
You see why you can't find your 4 acres in the mill? You can't find that? He took it away from you. You promised to keep his law, statutes and commandments. You made mouth talk. You backed away from the truth. So he took it away from you. But it's there when you repent and do the... Hey, Mother E! But you got to do the Baruch 428, Mother. Hey, Mother E! What you got to do in Baruch 428? The only way you can get in line for this time, you got to have a Baruch 428 now. What if in, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what if in Baruch 428?
Book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28.
Verse 28.
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 28 reads, For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so be in return, seek him 10 times more.
Is that what you got to do now? You got to repent and seek him 10 times more. You got to seek him now for Yahweh to... right now, I got help me out there, a daughter of my maker, sister, Sarah. In First Kings, this is what we got to do right now. We got to do something right now in First Kings. Now, daughter, sister Sarah, it's something that we got to do now in First Kings 25. It's something we got to do now. No, make it 21, verse 27. See right now we got a lot of things going for us, but do what we gotta do right now. First Kings 21, verse 27. Sister Sarah, Israel, what does it say we can read? First Kings 21, 27. What we gotta do right now? We gotta order all over the place. What we gotta do now? First Kings 21:27. What we gotta do that, Sister Sarah?
All right,
First Kings 21:27.
Yeah. And it came to pass
that
Ahab heard those words. That he made his clothes and put
his
sackcloth
upon
his
front.
And
fast. Yeah. And laying the sackcloth. Yeah. You can't be no bed and no mouth when you got a what? You got what kind of way you got to walk around there?
Soft.
You got to walk softly, man. Well, y'all walk whining you now. Boy, he ready to pull a trick on you. You got to walk softly. When you know you're out of order and you know you can reach out of order and you still walking ahead of it, no. No. You supposed to be able to walk on egg and on bumps. That's how soft you supposed to walk now. When you find you're out of order, you got to walk soft. Come on back there, y'all, right?
Coming back to the book of Second Edges, chapter 14, picking up in the last few lines of 25. Book of Second Edges, chapter 14. I mean, picking up in the last few verses. And it reads, we shall not be put out. Till the things be performed which you shall begin to write.
Yeah.
Verse 26. When you have done, some things shall you publish, and some things shall you show secretly to the wise.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, this hour, shall you begin to write.
Okay.
27. Hold on. I got to jump back down. I'm in the wrong spot. Coming back to verse 31. 31 reads. There was the land, even the land of Yahshua, departed among you by lot. But your fathers and you yourselves have done unrighteousness. Have not kept the ways which the highest Yahshua commanded you.
Right.
32. And for as much as he is a righteous judge,
yeah,
he took from you in time the thing that he had given you.
Yep.
Verse 33. And now are you here, and your brethren among you.
You see that? Go ahead.
34. Therefore, if so be that you wish to do your own understanding.
You see, you got to put down your own understanding. Because see, one thing about it, you can't be assuming anything. You have all that you talk your life, you got to put it down. You tell them to, don't aim to tell them to see, to tell the children of Israel. All that you thought you know, put it to the side. So do your own understanding. Go ahead and read.
And reform your mind.
And reform your mind.
You should be kept alive.
You should be kept alive.
And after death, you shall obtain mercy.
And then you got the mercy coming. Go ahead. 35.
For after death shall the judgment come.
He said, when your prophet tell you about well, she done made and everything all right. No, your trouble is just at her start. After death, that's when your trouble really starts. Go ahead and read.
Well, after death should the judgment come, when we shall live again.
Right.
And then shall the name of the righteous be manifest.
Go ahead.
And the work of the unyakwali shall be declared.
Yeah. The work of the unyakwali will be declared. You think you can skin and grin and head crack this man now? He said, one day all your works will be declared. Go ahead.
All right. Verse number 36. Let no man therefore come unto me now, nor speak after me these 40 days.
Now where did you get that from? The angel told him that. You go, get your violin, go out there in that garden, and don't let nobody bother you for 40 days. You want to do all that you say out your mouth? I'm going to give you the 40 days. Get five people that's ready to throw down and write. You got some people right now around the world right now can write. If you can write these lessons down, see what it sounds like, stack it, rack it, and get it out there all over the world. That's what Yahweh is saying. Get to the place if you can write them. You know how to write? You got some Yahweh in you? Get up to the place. Go ahead and read.
Verse 37. So I took the five men. And he commanded me. And we went into the field. And remained there.
Five men, such as they remained there. So Israel has to have five men. Thank you, I'm telling you now. You say you can keep up with those seal. You can't keep up with those seal. You take your five of y'all to keep up with me. I got the same spirit he got. To keep up with me, you out there five people right now. Taking all these lessons. Putting this lesson down right here now. He put the same spirit on Israel he got on your seal today. But you didn't plan it on never mind. Go ahead.
Verse number 38.
What?
In the next day, behold, a voice called me, saying,
what he say?
Ezra, open your mouth.
Open your mouth, Ezra.
And drink that I give you.
And now he could give Ezra something to drink. Let's see what he give Ezra something to drink. Let's see what he gonna, let's see what be some good scotch. What?
Verse 39. Then opened I my mouth, and behold, he reached me a full cup, which was full as it were with water. But the color of it was like fire. Verse 40. And I took it and drank. And when I had drunk of it, my mind uttered understand.
My mind, and what he was drinking was this word that what he was talking about. Go ahead.
And wisdom grew in my breast.
And wisdom grew in my mind.
For my spirit strengthened my memory.
Go ahead.
Verse 41.
Listen good.
And my mouth was open.
My mouth was open.
And shut no more.
Listen. Look at the thing. His mouth was open and it shut no more. Go ahead.
42. The high Yahweh gave understanding unto the five men.
And Yahweh blessed the five men. Watch his mouth.
And they wrote the wonderful visions of the night that were told.
And they wrote what was told to them. Let's find out what they were doing. Go ahead.
Which they do not.
They didn't know nothing.
And they sat 40 days.
And they sat 40 days.
And they wrote in the day.
And they wrote in the day.
And at night they ate bread.
And at night they ate bread. Go ahead.
43.
What?
As for me.
But as for me.
I spake in the day.
I spake in the day.
And I held not my tongue by night.
Hey, that's something. Do you really mean to get bread? As I had. So much word to get from Genesis all the way around this way. He had Israel where he was talking that talk. God, man couldn't keep up with it. They had to take a nap and two more come up that door right. Israel was throwing out precepts and all kinds of. Yahweh had him hemmed up. It took 5 men they had to rest and get back with him. And that's what I'll tell you today. What you don't understand, you got a fear in your midst. You ain't gonna be able to keep up with the fear by being no one or two persons. You gotta have a spirit of Yahweh on you. And what he'll do, he'll enlighten you. Then when the fear talks, you're supposed to write. I don't know what the lesson gonna be about. You don't either. But when you write it down long enough, you put that spirit on you, so you know what the lesson's about. Everybody has got prophecy. Now you supposed to put a label on that and you roll it down. And now you supposed to look for a printer and get a machine, start putting labels together and passing out CDs and watch that CD get all over the world. And then Yahweh will show you the next move. But the next move now when 5 step up. We don't know where you're going to come from around the world. But it will be 5 step up and be ready to write what the seer is saying, and put it in a booklet form, put it on tape, and start moving around. That's how it's going to happen. That's how it's going to happen. You got to be very ready. You can't be half-stepping in this. You got to be born with the talent to do this, and Yahweh is going to take it from there. Watch this. Read a little bit more.
All right.
Watch this.
Coming back to the book of Sacrament.
Read on this.
Chapter 14.
What?
Pick it up at verse number 44. In 40 days, they wrote 204 books.
In 40 days, that means Israel was talking that talk. What? They wrote how many books?
204 books.
204 books was written. From Genesis, and look what we got now. Oh, we got it, 80 books. If there's some old books out there, circling around, they wrote 204 books. All we got is they call it the Apocrypha and the 66 books, but it's 204 books they wrote. But the sins of Esau and other nations, they got their books now. They got it back. They got that big black stick to say YHW. Got to hear it off somewhere. They want to do that to give it up. They wrote 204 books. And you got pastors saying, I can't find it in 66 that I don't need it. That's the recipe for the liquefied. You're going to be a midget, and your congregation going to be a midget. We 80 books, all we got is 80.
That's right.
But it's 204 books out here. It's, how many of that? Subtract that. Daughter Yahweh, subtract that 80 books from 204. How many books is out there, still out there? How many? Come on, give me a count on what's missing. 204 books is out there. All we got is 80. How many is out there got to come to us? How many? Come on, give me an answer. 124 books is still out there. You see what's going on here? They wrote 204 books. All we got is 80 of them. So what's wrong?
All right, we're coming back to the book of Sacrament, chapter 14, and picking up at verse number 45.
What is that?
45, I read.
What?
And it came to pass, when the 40 days were fulfilled,
yes,
that the highest Yahweh, first that you had written,
he said it's the first that you have written,
punished openly.
Openly, so what you have just got you doing, go show the children of Israel that. Go ahead.
That the worthy and unworthy may read.
And let the worthy read it and the unworthy read it. Don't read it.
Verse 46.
What?
But keep the 70 last.
But out of them 240 books, or either plus 70, I don't know. But 70 books, I want you to hold them off. You hold them 70 books off. Because see, this every day is not for your time. See, you're going to hold 70 books off because they don't have enough information to work with. It ain't for your time, Ezra, but put it on the table. It's going to be 70 books that are for somebody else. Keep reading.
But keep the 70 last,
yeah,
that you may deliver them only to such as be wise among the people.
You see that? It's 70 more books that they put to the side. It was be passed to those that was wise to come. Huh? It's 70 books somewhere. Is it the Apocrypha and the Bible we got now? We'll leave you in suspense. We'll let you hold it and think about it. But it's 70 more books somewhere. Do you have them now? How do you know? Huh? Remember, how do Yahweh operate? Hey, daughter, how do Yahweh operate in Amos 3:7? Hey, daughter, Yahweh, how do Yahweh operate? Well, yeah, daughter Yahweh, how do you operate? Pick it up, Brother Joe. Pick up that Amos 3:7, that Brother Joe. Amos 3:7. Pick it up,
Brother
Joe.
All right. Yeah, it is. Good. Amos 3:7. You
can
read Amos 3:7.
What
does it
say,
Amos 3:7,
Brother Joe?
Okay, let me get this.
Ain't no one or two persons gonna keep all the doors still today. They want to be tied. They got spirit, and y'all will put it on. Now, what you reading that about, Job? You got it now?
I'm waiting for the Amos. Amos.
Amos
3, verse 7. It says, surely the Yahuwah will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the seers.
You see that? So he ain't telling the Pope, Jack. He ain't telling the Cardinals nothing. He ain't telling the bishops nothing. The first one going to get his message is the seer. Now, give me a precept on that, Brother Joe. And the seer going to be in place in 1 Samuel 5:15. How long? How long do the seer be in place?
That's in the book of
1 Samuel 7:15. How long do the seer be in place?
1 Samuel. I'm here.
7:15.
7:15. All right, here we go. 1 Samuel 7:15, and it reads, and Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life.
So the seer is in place in all the days of his life. You ain't the place to seer because you think you might know something that you don't know. The seer stays in that number one position as long as he lives. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
Always he can be replaced is through death. And when Yahuwah gets tired of you, he takes you out. Now I'll make a slight detour because I want to show you something that got to be working with. Monique. I want to go and look at something in Luke 4, Mother. I want to look at verse 33, and daughter Sarah had me 34-36. I'm going to look at something in Luke 4. I'm pay attention to this right here. We're going to Luke 4, Mother E. We're looking at verse 30 down to verse 33. And Sister Sarah, Israel, speaking of verse 34 down to verse 36. Let's see what we get out of this right here. Let's see what we get out of this. The point in here, I want future catches. Come on, Mother E.
The book of Luke 30. Chapter 4, verse 30-33. Look at Luke 4:30. But he passed through the midst of them, went his way. 31. And came down to Capernaum, the city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. Verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his words was with power. Verse 33. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice.
Hold that part now. Let me get my way. This man was in the temple. He was inside of the temple. And when Yahuwah, the son, came into the temple, he cried, what kind of voice, mother? With a loud voice.
Wow.
So what happened when you anointed
the devil will see you. And when they see you, what a devil will do, they'll cry out loud at you. Although they were inside of the temple. They were doing everybody in the temple didn't recognize they were there. But when somebody anointed of Yahweh come in, that devil can't hold a beat. That devil cried out with a loud voice. Is that what we read? Is that what we read? Mm-hmm. That devil cried out with a loud voice. What a devil was that? It wasn't 2 miles around. That devil was bred among you. But when you anointed, that devil gonna cry out. And what happened next, daughter? So, what happened next in verse 34? This is good. What happened next?
Verse
34. What is that? What did the devil in his man's hate? Let us alone. That means that devil had the whole congregation in the palm of his hand. Let us alone. He didn't let him alone. He said, let us alone. Is that what we read?
Okay.
Let it read.
What have we to do with thee? Thou,
Yahweh, Nazareth.
Yahweh, Nazareth.
Art
thou come to destroy us?
You say you come to destroy us?
I know thee, thou art.
He said, I know, see, one thing about a devil, they know about you. Because what? They ain't gonna be able to hide themselves when you show up. They'll get louder. So if you don't get, if you wanna know if anybody among you a devil, that's not anointed come around. That devil's gonna holler. That devil's gonna holler all over the place. Huh? You see what's going on there? That devil's gonna, I know who you are. You are who? Who the devil that you are?
The Holy One of Yahweh.
He said you are the righteous one of Yahweh. Listen now. Now Yahweh heard talk. This devil was inside of the temple, right? Where are they?
Verse 35. And Yahweh was
trying to say, what did Yahweh do? That means he corrected this devil in your own red clothing. With no kickball. She was probably the lead teacher that had that time. What is that?
Hold that peace.
He said, hold our peace.
And come out of
him. And what? You mean the devil was inside the man? Yeah. And how you know when a devil gets out of a person, they voice will get loud. They will get strong. They always want to fight. They want to rap. They want to do everything. They might be wearing a book one, but they want to fight. Because that devil tell me, fight. Rapper. Curse. He put out a javelin in his necessary. That's the glad reason.
And when the devil had drawn him
to
him, he came out of him and hurt him
not. So the devil was, where was the devil at then? So that's right, man. So the devil can get in you. You got to recognize the devil in you and how you know it's the devil in you. When you throw a head of the great big mouth. When you're a great big mouth person talking, that's when you know the devil's in. If it's contrary to what Saturday is all about. Go ahead.
Verse 36.
What?
And they were all amazed.
They was all amazed. What is that?
What
a word is this?
Well, with authority.
What?
With authority
and power,
he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out.
And they came out. That means he had more than one villain in it. And they came out. He said, you unclean spirits, come about this man. They were sitting comfortably in the temple. So you want to have some spirits, and that's why I think we know the last school is bank where all going to be. You have to recognize them there. And they're always going to be contrary. They're always going to try to move another way. And they're always going to get loud. And I'm going to give a precept.
get a precept guy. Hey, mama. Don't get a precept, mama. And I'm gonna give that turn over to the young line, take it on there. I wanna get this 5:1 down to verse number 4, mother. And Mark 1 down to verse 4. I need a precept on this, mother. Mark chapter 5:1 down to verse 4. Mark chapter 5:1, 2, 3, 4. What does it say?
The book of Mark, chapter 5:1, 2, 3, and 4. The book of Mark, chapter 5:1.
Listen to this.
Chapter 5:1. And they come over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of Gerasene.
Yeah.
Verse 2. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. Verse 3.
He met a man with an unclean spirit. Come on, mother.
Who had his dwelling among the tomb.
He was dwelling among the tomb. Come on, mother.
And no man could bind him, no, not with shame. Verse 4. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him.
You see that? He said, so now this man, he had the devil in him. And he might be a little man, might be a little one. But when you got some devils in you, some devils will tell you, oh, you're stronger than anybody. You got me on your side. Daughter of Yahweh, pick up the verse number 5. Daughter of Yahweh, give me 5 out of the verse 10 there. Daughter of Yahweh, what it say? 5 out of the verse 10. Daughter of Yahweh, 5 out of the verse 10. Morning, young lion. Got a little problem with daughter's microphone. Pick it up, young lion. Pick it up. Verse 5. Let's read a bit more than verse 5.
Right, going back to the book of Mark. Got the 5. We're picking up at verse number 5.
Listen good.
Verse 5, I agree.
What?
And always, night and day, he was in the mountain.
Yeah.
In the tomb.
What?
Crying. And cutting himself with
stone. So the sign of a person got a devil on them, they're going to always be doing what?
Crying.
They have a great big old mouth, and every time you see them, they're going to be crying. They're always crying out something. So that's a sign of a devil in you. When you be crying, pay attention. Y'all got to know this person on the camera. So you might have somebody coming around with a great big old mouth, always crying.
Verse number 6. But when he saw
Yahweh's
son
so
far off,
but when he saw somebody that anointed
he ran and worshipped him.
He ran to what?
Worship him.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 7.
What?
He cried with a loud voice.
What did he do? You got devil in what you do?
Cry.
You cry with what kind of voice?
The loud voice.
When you got the devil in you, you're going to cry with a loud voice. When you got the devil in you, you will cry you'll cry better than a loud speaker will do. That's the sound of something I got a devil in. Yes, the spirit. Yes. When it got a devil in him, then his mouth going to get loud. That's when that devil in him. Go ahead and read.
Verse 7. And crying with a loud voice, he said, what have I to do with you, Yahweh the Son of the Most High Yahweh the Father?
Yes.
I adjure you by Yahweh that you torment me not.
Don't torment me now, Red.
Verse number 8.
What?
For he said unto him,
Yahweh, let him speak.
Come out of the man.
Come out of the man. So it just means that devil can get in you. You be looking at a person, wondering why. Why are you acting like that? Now you know why they acting like that. The devil in them. When they start crying, running their mouth get loud, you can't get no sense in them. That's the devil in them. Is that all right?
You unclean spirit.
But what the devil is?
Unclean spirit.
Unclean.
Or not. And he asked him, what is your name?
And Yahweh asked him, what's your name?
And he asked him,
what?
My name is Legion. But we are men.
You know, a legion is between 10 and 12,000. We are a legion. That's how many devils. See, you get a whole lot of devils. You may have all kinds of, you may have what's called a polio devil. You had a palsy devil. You had a backbite devil. You had a loudmouth devil. You had devil come in many forms. You may have a stealing devil on you. The devil takes up a whole lot of things. You just saying that this man got every devil you can name in it. Right? Well, listen.
Verse 10. And he besought him much.
What?
That he would not send them a way out of the country. Verse 11.
He said, he said, Yahweh, you got me now. I'm like, don't send me out of the country, because it's still some more. You might get this one right. But, it, you know, it got a whole lot of people we work with. Don't send us out of the country. Go ahead.
Now, unto the mountains, a great herd of swine feet.
Of the pig. It was a whole lot of pigs somewhere. It was a whole big gaggle of pigs, you know, moving on. Pigs. You're going to pork chops everywhere. Go ahead.
Verse 12. And all the devils besought him, saying.
What the devil saying?
Send us unto the swine.
So when you're eating that hog, you eating the devil. So when you're eating that hog meat, chillings and Cinnacut pork chops, you eating the devil's meat. The devil in that meat. You'd be surprised if you look up on your computer and find out the last guy that committed a crime and what was his last meal he had before he committed the crime. It's going to be pig. He had some pig. Pig meat. Pig meat. That's what he was eating. Pig meat. Pig.
Send us unto the swine.
Tell to the pig.
That we may enter into them.
And when you eat all, Now you know what's in the hall. The devil's in the hall.
Verse 13.
What?
And forthwith Yahweh's son gave them lead.
Yahweh gave them lead? What do you say?
And the unclean spirits went out.
They went out.
And entered into the swine, the pig.
They went into the pig. So the unclean spirits went into that pig. The other way, call it the other white meat.
And the herd ran violently down a steep.
And when you eat pig, you'll be what kind of way?
Violent.
Violent, loud and foul. All you want to do is fight. When that devil eating, you'll be loud, you'll be foul. I want to fight. I want to rap. I want to fall out in the street. That's when that devil eat. I come over here to rap. But you don't weigh but 100 pounds. I want to rap anyway. Because the devil got me fucked up in my man.
Down a steep place into the sea.
Great.
They were about 2,000.
2,000. Great.
And were choked in the sea.
Great.
14. And they that said the swine fled and told in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done.
Now watch this. Now here go the sign. Well, you know, when you work with anybody in the 690 camp, this is the sign. If you got a big mouth, loud mouth, violent person, the mouth all gone, you know what really got a problem with the devil. But when the devil is not in you, let me show you how you hold your act. Go ahead.
Verse 15. And they came, and they come to Yahweh's son.
They came to Yahweh's son.
And see him that was possessed with the devil.
They saw the one that had the devil in.
And had the legion.
And had the legion.
Sitting.
Clothed. And clothed.
And in his right mind.
Hey, he said,
you call work out of way?
Right.
See, when you ain't got that devil in you, when you're not violent, you're not loud, that means you're closing your white mind, you're going to be even killed. You won't have no very big old mouth. You won't be violent. All you want to do is fight and wrestle and tough and complain. You won't have that spirit. So you got to recognize this in the people on the camp. Just a lot of loud mouth, violence. All you want to do is wrestle and fight. Understand one thing, that the devil in them. And until they repent, that devil won't be there and give them the signs you look for. But when you get them clothes in their right mind, you know they're all right. I'm going to turn over to the young line and take it on in. If you want to clock that young line, come on.
All right. We'll keep the ball game rolling in the top five of the chapter. We'll kick it off with some of that Luke. Chapter 12. Verse number 12. Sister Sarah, live in camp 1. Sarah is Fred. Travis, you got that dude. Bring over there to the book of Luke. Chapter 12. We're going to pick it up at verse number 12. Let's see what you had to say over there for. Take your time to get there. Go on over to that book of Luke. And find me chapter 12 and pull out that verse 12. Going over to that book of Luke. We believe that at COTCY, that the ministry of righteous spirit should teach you in that very same hour what you are to say. So let's, Mother E, says Matthew chapter 10, and give me verse number 13. Let's see what he say over there, Mother E.
Okay, Matthew chapter 10.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 reads, "So when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour which you shall speak."
So in that very same hour, the minister of the Spirit will teach you what you are to say. Brother Joe. Brother Joe, can you read Mark chapter 13, verse number 11? Can you Mark chapter 13? Pick it up at verse number 11, Brother Joe. And make sure you read with a live voice in Mark chapter 13. And pick it up at verse number 11. Then give me a Mark chapter 13, verse number 11.
Hallelujah.
Brother Joe, we get Mark chapter 13, verse number 11. What it reads. All right. Sister Sarah, pick that up. Mark chapter 13, verse number 11. What it reads.
Mark 13, verse 11.
So it's the ministry of the Spirit that you are speaking in that very same hour. And Mother E, let me get that John chapter 14, verse number 26. say in the book of John, chapter 14, verse, John, chapter 14, verse 26? What do you read in John, chapter 14, verse number 26, Mother Eve?
Book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. John, chapter 14. Verse 26. Verse 26 reads, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
So, in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26, he speaks about the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He said he shall teach you all things, and he want to bring all things back to your remembrance. That's his comforting job to do. And he says, it's going to be the words that came from Yahweh. But let's go over to the book of, let's go to Micah. Going to the book of Micah, chapter 3. Pick it up at verse number, remember to go bring all things back to your remembrance, right? Let's go to Malachi. Let's take that Malachi chapter 4, verse number 4, Mother Eve, then give me a closing statement.
Okay. Book of Malachi, chapter 4. You said chapter 4, verse 4. The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4. Remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment. Is that what you said? Read.
Cousin David, Mother, we know we got to remember the law of Moses. So let me get a cousin David, Mother, we're going to go from there.
Okay. Thanking and praising Yahweh for the class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for being able to be in the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for the teacher. And just thank Yahweh for each and every one that's listening. Okay. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hey, Mother D around, but you want to, got anything she want to say to the national audience?
No, she's not.
Okay,
she
well,
not.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to keep the ball game rolling. Let's go pull out. And remember, you got to remember some things inside of the law. Remember, he says, remember you the law of Moses, no sir. So what's in the law that we got to remember that, that's why I want us to remember. Let's try you again, Brother Joe.
Yeah.
Let's try this again. Let's try chapter 20. And give me verse number 1, verse number 2. And then let's drop down and pick it up at verse number.
Okay.
That's what I want. Verse number 8 down to verse number 10. How about that? Brother Joe.
Daniel.
You want to ask
here. It's written in Daniel chapter 8.